May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
Back viewers of Madni Channel to your weekly program Spiritual Cures, and don't forget the segment of the day. We do have a special segment where the team of Spiritual Cures have a special spiritual cure for this program, which inshallah we will include later in the program. Before we move on with the messages and calls, inshallah let's include one of the blessings of reciting durood and salam upon the final messenger of Allah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The best of creation, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has said that whoever recites salat upon me 1,000 times a day, he will not die until he sees his place in Jannah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We only have one guest today. Alhamdulillah, let's introduce our guest from the Spiritual Cures team. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you, Sajid bhai? Okay?
Alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen, ala kulli hal.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah, Jazakallah. Let's go on towards some of our questions, inshaAllah. Are you ready here,
Sajid bhai? InshaAllah, inshaAllah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum.
Brothers, I want to become pious and a virtuous person. Please, can you tell me a prayer so that I can become righteous? Inshallah.
Inshallah.
We'll give you something, inshallah. We all want to be pious, inshallah. So this can be handy for all of us, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum
assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Maulana Sahib, what is Panj Ganj Qadriya? What is Panj Ganj Qadriya? What is the way to recite them and what are their benefits? Can you please guide me about this in detail? Subhanallah. For some of you, maybe this term Panj Ganj Qadriya might be a new thing, and maybe you might be wondering, same as the person who sent in this question. Inshallah, we will learn what Panj Ganj Qadriya is. I know I usually recommend that you have a notebook and pen handy. If generally you don't, try and have a notebook and pen. Maybe you'll be able to note down what this Panj Ganj Qadriya is and how useful it is. And then, inshallah, if you will benefit from this and also be able to pass this on to others as well, inshallah. I'll just mention one more. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you doing, brothers? Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen ala kulli hal. We hope that you are also good. I am very much worried that my son of 6 years old still doesn't talk. Is there any vazifa for this? I would really appreciate it. May Allah Almighty remove all your worries and all your troubles. And may Allah Almighty grant your six-year-old child good health and grant him the ability to speak, to talk, inshallah. Inshallah, the brothers will give us something for this.
In the first question, they ask the vazifa to become pious. To become a pious person, we should keep trying. I will mention a few things. Please listen them carefully first. The first and most important step is to pray 5 times a day with punctuality. Prayer purifies the heart and protects a person from sins. Read Quran Pak on daily basis. Good friendship encourages you toward goodness. Bad company can pull you toward wrong actions. Avoid lying, backbiting, abusing others, or speaking harshly. A big part of righteousness is related to speech. Remember, everyone makes mistakes, but the best thing is to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immediately. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who repent. In the last, to become righteous, you don't need to be perfect. You just need to keep trying. Here is a beautiful wazifa for becoming pious. Amir al-Sunnat Damat Barakatuhum al-Aliyah has mentioned this wazifa in his famous book, Madani Panchsura, Madani Treasure of Blessings, page number 255. Anyone who recites Ya Ahadu, Ya Ahadu, Ya Ahadu, 1,000 times in solitude will become pious, insha'Allahul Kareem. So you need to read every day 1,000 times Ya Ahadu, Ya Ahadu, Ya Ahadu, before and after one time Durud-e Pak.
Solitude, so basically alone.
Alone.
Can I include istikhara before you
tell them?
So I've got a request for an istikhara. They've given me a code word as night. So code word is night. And they've sent the daughter's name and the mother's name is also included, mashallah. And they've mentioned that our daughter, she's crying at the night. She wakes up generally in the middle of the night. And she's crying and she seems like she's scared. So can you please do the istikhara? Inshallah, so we'll do the istikhara. I know you mentioned the code word. You probably don't want us to mention the name. That's the reason why you've sent the code word in. So the code word night will be mentioned. So when the code word is mentioned, then we're about to give you the reply for your actual istikhara. So if you watch out for the code word and do try and keep a notebook and pen handy, because we do like to give you a spiritual cure along with the reply for the istikhara as well. So you'll be able to note it down quickly, inshallah. Ji, Sajid, you can carry on.
Ji, Ashab, the second question was regarding Panj Ganj Qadriya, mashallah. The Panj Ganj Qadriya are special spiritual practices of the Qadriya order. Amir al-Sunnat Shaykh Tariqat Damat Barakatuhum al-Aliyah has given his permission for all his Muridin and Talibin to read them. You can find them in the booklet called Shajra-e Qadriya Attariya, page number 7. Reading them bring many blessings. Panj means 5. Ganj means treasure or collection of blessings. And Qadriya refers to the Qadri spiritual order linked to Sayyiduna Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. So Panj Ganj means the 5 treasures of the Qadriya order. So there are 5 wazaif, 5 different wazaif you need to read after every salah. What are they? The first one, Ya Azizu Ya Allahu. Ya Azizu Ya Allahu, Ya Azizu Ya Allahu. After Fajr prayer, you need to read 100 times Ya Azizu Ya Allahu. After Zuhr prayer, Ya Kareemu Ya Allahu, Ya Kareemu Ya Allahu, Ya Kareemu Ya Allahu. After Zuhr prayer, 100 times. After Asr namaz, Ya Jabbaru Ya Allahu, Ya Jabbaru Ya Allahu. After Asr namaz, 100 times. After Maghrib prayer, Ya Sattaru Ya Allahu, Ya Sattaru Ya Allahu, 100 times. And after Isha namaz, Ya Ghaffaru Ya Allahu, Ya Ghaffaru Ya Allahu, Ya Ghaffaru Ya Allahu, 100 times after Isha namaz. Please note, after completing the Sunan and Nawafil of the 5 daily prayers, read these wazaif. Read it all 100 times with Durud-e-Pak before and after 3 times each. By reading it always with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, countless blessings of the religion and the world will appear, insha'Allahul Kareem.
Mashallah. I'd just like to give the reply of the istikhara. The istikhara request which we received. The code word mentioned was night. Code word was night. I'm about to give the reply for your istikhara. The istikhara has been performed. The indication that we're getting in the istikhara is of evil eye. Is of evil eye. So there's a method of removing the evil eye. If you're not already aware of it, if you can visit your nearest spiritual cures stall and gain a pamphlet which explains the method of using the chilies and how you burn them and how to remove the evil eye, that's one thing you can do. And apart from that, I also give you another spiritual cure which you can take note of. I'm about to mention it. So if you have got a pen handy, you can take note. It mentions for protection of children against the evil eye and every type of mischief. And it mentions to recite Surah Al-Fatiha, which we read in the namaz, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, the complete surah. So it says, recite Surah Al-Fatiha, Surah Al-Ikhlas, Ayyukul Huwallahu Ahad, the whole surah. Surah Al-Falaq, Ayyukul A'udhu Bi Rabbil Falaq, the whole surah. And also Surah An-Nas, Ayyukul A'udhu Bi Rabbil Nas. So you recite all of these four surahs with Salat Al-Nabi, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, three times before and three times after. And each surah that you will recite, you will recite, you're only going to recite them once each, but each time you recite the surah, you will also include Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim as well. And you need to be in the state of ablution, and then once you've completed the recitation, you'll perform dam, yani you blow upon your child, and inshallah azawajal, if they're already inflicted with the evil eye, the evil eye effect will be removed. And inshallah azawajal, they will be protected from all types of mischief as well, inshallah.
Yes, in the third question, they asked a wazifa for their son who is not able to talk. Speak. Firstly, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant your child good health, open up his tongue and bless him with the power of speech. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant your son ability to speak clearly. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Here is a very beautiful wazifa for your child. This wazifa is from Quran Pak. The reference is para number 16, Surah Taha, verse number 25th, 26th, 27th, and 28th. So there are four blessed verses of the Holy Quran. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qala Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Qala Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Qala Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. If a child is not able to talk, or his speech is delayed, or he's got a stuttering issue, then his mother or father or anyone who can recite Holy Quran with correct pronunciation should recite them four blessed ayat and then blow on the child on a daily basis. Inshallah al-Kareem, this problem will be solved. Keep this thing.
Specific time?
There is no specific time, once a daily, and keep repeating this amal until aim is achieved.
Subhanallah, mashallah. I just like to request the team, if the calls are ready, if I can take two calls, please.
My name is Ansh Shahid. I'm from Bradford, UK. Could you please tell me a wazifa for protection of whispers of the shaitan?
Protection from the whispers,
Of shaitan.
Understood. I didn't get the name, but protection from the whispers of Satan. Gee, and the second call, please.
My name is Muhammad Nadim. I'm from Bradford, UK. Could you please send me a wazifa for improving my memory?
Improving memory. Nadim, I think. Nadim?
Gee.
Improving of memory. Inshallah, may Allah grant you a very good memory, inshallah. We'll give you some wazifa, inshallah, in regards to this. I think it sounds like a young child, so maybe a student of Madina, maybe. MashaAllah. So we'll give you, I'll just include an istikhara request, and then if you're ready for the spiritual cures. I've received a request for an istikhara, which I want to include into the program. I've been given a code word. The code word is job, and the sister who sent in is requesting, Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And what she's saying is that if you can perform istikhara for my husband, he has a job and he's working for the Royal Mail. And then also he's got a taxi and he wants to do. So he's got a taxi, but he's not started the taxi job. But he wants to do Uber. And he's in two minds which job is better for him. And if you can do istikhara. So that's fine. We've got the code word. We'll mention the code word before we actually give you the reply for the istikhara. And we'll see what is better for him, inshallah, as well. Whatever the istikhara indication, inshallah, then we'll mention that to you, inshallah.
Dear sir, in the first call, they have requested a wazifa for whisper against the protection from whisper of Satan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all of us from the whispers of Satan, grant us relief from his temptations, and keep us safe from his harm. Ameen. Ya Rabbul Alameen. There is a beautiful wazifa. Here is mentioned protection from satanic whispers. Whoever recites La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahil aliyyil azim. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahil aliyyil azim. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahil aliyyil azim. In the morning and evening, and drinks water after blowing on it, will remain safe to a greater extent from satanic whispers, insha'Allahul Kareem.
Morning and evening?
Morning and evening.
Just the once?
One time, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahil aliyyil azim, before and after one time, through the park. Then they need to blow on the water and drink in themselves.
Inshallah, just the once. So, subhanAllah, such an easy wazifa. I think we could all probably put this into practice on a daily basis. Maybe when you wake up in the morning, you make a start to the day, reciting La Hawl Sharif once with Durood-e Pak, once before, once after, perform dham upon drink that water. So do that in the morning and inshallah we'll be protected all day, and then during the evening inshallah we'll be protected from the evening until inshallah the morning. So it's something that we could probably put into practice on a daily basis, inshallah. Subhanallah. MashaAllah. Such a beautiful and simple wazifa.
In the second call, Madani Munna asked the wazifa to increase his memory. Dear Nadeem, always try to do good things and stay away from bad habits. Watching films and dramas or doing wrong things can make your mind weak and make it hard to remember things. Here is a very powerful wazifa Amir al-Sunnat Damat Barakatum Hulaliyah has given us in his booklet Bimar Abid, Ailing Worshipper, page number 42. Recite Ya Alimu, Ya Alimu, Ya Alimu with Ayn. Ya Alimu 7 times and recite Surah Alam Nashrah from para number 30. Very famous surah of the Holy Quran. Surah Alam Nashrah 21 times with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim every time, and blow onto the water. A child or elder with a weak memory should be given this to drink. Inshallahul Kareem, memory will become strong. So, Ya Alimu 7 times and Surah Alam Nashrah 21 times with every time Bismillah, with Bismillah Rahman Rahim, and before and after this wazifa, you need to add one time Durood-e Pak.
Okay, and both of them need to be done together?
Ji, together. So, first Durood-e Pak, then Ya Alimu 7 times, then a Surah Alam Nashrah with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim 21 times, at the end 1 time Durood-e Pak again, then blow on the drink and give it to the child for drinking purposes, inshallah.
So here, even if it's a child and he's unable to recite himself, the parents can do the dham, do the performing of the recitation for him, and then just give him the water to drink. Subhanallah, mashallah, beautiful. We had an istikhara request. We'll get that in just before we move to the segment. So we had an istikhara request. The code word was job. Code word was job. So I'm about to give the reply for your istikhara. Code word was job. And the question or the istikhara request was in regards to work related, that the postman job that my husband is doing, whether that's good for him, because we've got a car and whether it's better for him to do taxi with Uber. So the istikhara has been performed. The indication of continuing with the postman job is of good And in regards to the indication of doing the taxi or Uber is of not good. So it's better that you continue with the postman job, inshallah. That's the indication of the istikhara. In regards to what spiritual cure, ya nafi'u, ya nafi'u, ya nafi'u. If you recite this 20 times with Rushi before and after, and inshallah, any permissible task that you're doing or wanting to do, then inshallah, you gain success in that. So because you're already doing this postman job, continue that and act upon this spiritual cure, inshallah, then inshallah, it will remain in blessings for you, inshallah. It remain successful for you, inshallah. I'll just mention a question, and then I'll just mention one more question, included to the program. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I am afflicted with throat disease and have pain in the throat majority of the time. Can you please provide me a solution for this? So the brother has got some kind of throat illness, and he's generally, or majority of the time, he's in pain. So if we can give him something for this. And now it is now time for our segment of the day, which is today's spiritual cure. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad.
May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Viewers of Madni Channel, today's spiritual cure has been brought to you all the way from Madine ke khitte, Khuda tujhko rakhe, ghareebon, fakiron ko tehrane wale. Yes, from Medina, Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal. Viewers of Madni Channel, we all have to go through the trials and tribulations. Successful is the one who go through it with the wealth of patience. To subside or to terminate the sadness, sorrow and grief, a beautiful supplication has been taught to us by the best of creation, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet of mankind, the most generous and kind, the peace of our heart and mind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, used to recite this supplication, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyumu Bi Rahmatika Astaghithu. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyumu Bi Rahmatika Astaghithu. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyumu Bi Rahmatika Astaghithu. O ever living one, O Eternal One, I seek help through your mercy to ward off sorrow and grief. Reciting it 40 times between the Sunnah and Faraiz of Fajr, Salah is very beneficial. And the debtor who recites it 100 times daily at any time during the day will get relief from debt, insha'Allahul Kareem, if Allah the Most Generous wills. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
MashaAllah. SubhanAllah. What a beautiful spiritual cure, and what a beautiful place that we're receiving it from as well. SubhanAllah. It's on the screen. You are able to take a snapshot. I think it's a beautiful spiritual cure that we should include with our collection for those of you who are collecting the spiritual cure. SubhanAllah. MashaAllah. Are you ready for that?
The question was regarding a wazifa for throat illness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove all the illnesses from your throat and grant you complete recovery from this sickness. Dear brother, please remember that illness is a test, and through this illness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised the ranks of the patient. Have patience and keep praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for your health. I will share a spiritual remedy for you regarding throat illness. On a plain piece of paper, you need to write it down. In the first line, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And in the second line, Salamun Qawlam Bir Rabbir Rahim. Is a very famous ayah mubarakah from Surah Yasin Sharif, Sparah number 23, and ayat number is 58. Salamun qawlam mir rabbir rahim. Then make it a taweez, and wearing it around the neck. Insha'Allahul Kareem, all pains in the throat will be relieved and a throat infection will be disappear also.
SubhanAllah, MashaAllah. I'd like to include something else here as well. In regards to throat-related illnesses, problems, if you do have a spiritual cure stall in your locality, then I would definitely recommend that you go and visit your Ruhani Ilaj spiritual cure stall. There is a taweez which is coming to mind, SubhanAllah, which is specially for throat-related illnesses, SubhanAllah. So you do try and gain that taweez from your nearest Ruhani Ilaj stall, your nearest spiritual cures stall. I'd like to include another istikhara request within the program. I've been given a code word. The code word is apple. So inshallah, this will be mentioned. The code word will be mentioned before we give you the reply for your istikhara. And the request is assalamu alaikum wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You're mentioning that your son's name is, and he used to be perfectly fine, but he's now admitted into hospital with mental health. Can you please perform his istikhara and advise us accordingly? Inshallah, may Allah Almighty grant good health to your son. May Allah Almighty give him a speedy recovery, and may he gain better health than before he was inflicted with this illness that he is going through at the moment. May Allah Almighty also grant you patience as well, and also reward you upon that patience as well, inshallah. So we will perform the istikhara and we'll try to give you a spiritual cure in regards to this as well. Just include another question. Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Someone is bothering me a lot and I can't get rid of him. Please tell me a vazifa so that he stops bothering me. So someone is troubling them and they wanting a vazifa so the troubling comes to an end. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum
assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I have a clothing store, but these days there's no customers coming into my shop. Please tell me some action that my business will shine again, inshallah. May Allah Almighty grant blessings and increase in your sustenance, inshallah. The brothers, Sajidbhai will give us something in regards to increase in blessings, inshallah. Are you ready?
Ji, inshallah, Al-Kareem. The first question, they have requested a wazifa for protection. Someone is bothering them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect you and all of us from the harm of bad people, from enemies, from jealousy, from magic, and from the evil eye. Ameen, Ya Rabbul Alameen. Here is a beautiful wazifa. If somebody is troubling you, this wazifa is also from Quran Pak. Para number 1, Suratul Baqarah, Ayat number 137. The blessed ayat mubarakah is Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Fasayakfikahumullahu wa huwas Sami'ul Alim. Fasayakfikahumullahu wa huwas Sami'ul Alim. Fasayakfikahumullahu wa huwas Sami'ul Alim. Recite this blessed ayah mubarakah 100 times in the morning and 100 times in the evening, with salat upon the last Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, once at the beginning and once at the end. If an officer or boss is troubling a person, or they are being stressed by an enemy, reciting this will result in a good outcome, insha'Allahul Kareem. Recite this wazifa daily until the goal is achieved. The second request was spiritual cure to make business successful. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless your business and help it grow and succeed. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open the doors for sustenance for you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you patience during this tough time. Dear brother, keep offering your prayers regularly. Namaz brings blessings in sustenance. And keep asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for help. Here is a very beautiful wazifa Amir al-Sunnat Damat Barakatuhu al-Aliyah has given us in his Madani Muzakara. Wazifa for success in business. If one's business is not doing well, they can go to their store or shop in the state of wuzu. Recite Suratul Kawthar 7 times with Salat upon the last Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam 3 times before and 3 times after it, and blow upon their products. Insha'Allahul Kareem, customers will come and you will see huge growth in your sales. Do this daily until you find success. Recite A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitani Rajim once in the beginning, and then Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim before reciting Suratul Kawthar each time.
Suratul Kawthar and Ta'awudh before.
Jee.
Also Tasmiyah, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Jee. So first they need to read, they need to go in their shop with wuzu and read 3 times Durood-e Pak, any Durood-e Pak. Then one time A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitani Rajim, and 7 times Suratul Kawthar, and every time with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. At the end, read 3 times Durood-e Pak and then blow on their products.
Just so each item or just...
Well, if different items, then they just blow them on.
Okay. A beautiful wazifa. I'm being told we've still got another call. So if you can include that call as well, please, before I give the reply for the istikhara request that we received.
My name is Ijad Ahmed. I'm from Bradford. I suffer from migraine. Please kindly tell me a wazifa for this half a pain in a head.
The brother is requesting a spiritual cure in regards to migraine or half head pain, inshallah. The istikhara request which we received, code word was mentioned, code word was apple. Code word is apple. I'm about to give the reply for your istikhara request. Code word is apple. And you mentioned in regards to your son being admitted, he used to be fine, and then all of a sudden he's been admitted into hospital with mental health related issues. The istikhara has been performed. The indication in the istikhara is of evil eye. Many, a lot of the thoughts are going to the mind, that maybe somebody's done or something. So nobody's done anything. There's no effects of jinnat or asrat, etc. The indication is of evil eye. Remember that definite knowledge is not attained through istikhara. But the indication is of evil eye. Allah knows what's best. But evil eye is the indication. And the spiritual cure in regards to this, if you recite La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah 60 times the Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before and after, and then perform dam upon your child, inshallah. And may Allah Almighty grant relief from the issues that he's facing, and the evil eye which he's been inflicted with is removed, and he gains good health and he comes home soon. If he's, I think he's admitted, as I recall from the message. So may Allah Almighty bring him home soon and grant happiness to you as well, inshallah. So in regards to that, if I can include another istikhara request as well, please. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Brother, wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. I would like to do istikhara for my sister. She is not well for more than 6 months. May Allah Almighty grant her good health. You're also mentioning that she gets scared a lot all the time, and she seems to be having bad dreams as well. So if you can help, inshallah, we'll perform the istikhara as well, and we'll try to give you a spiritual cure in regards to this as well. So do try to keep a pen and notebook handy so you can take note. So you've given us a code word, so you don't want us to mention your name. So code word is sister. Remember this will be mentioned. Code word sister will be mentioned before you give the reply for the istikhara. You have sent us the name of your sister, and also the mother's name is also included. You have sent the date of birth. We don't need the date of birth, but okay, you've sent it anyway. But it's not required. Just the name of the person, and along with the mother's name is sufficient. So inshallah we'll perform this istikhara and give the reply. Are you okay with that?
Jee, inshallah. Brother requested wazifa for migraine. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you complete shifa, remove the heaviness and pain from your head and give you peace of mind. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect you and all of us from every illness and difficulty. Ameen. Here is a beautiful spiritual remedy for migraine. Amir al-Sunnat Damat Barakatuhum al-Aliyah has mentioned this beautiful wazifa in his famous book Madani Panj Sura, Madani Treasure of Blessings, page number 381. And this wazifa is also from Quran Pak. MashaAllah, if somebody has a migraine, recite Suratul Ikhlas, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Qul Huwallahu Ahad, Allahu Samad, Lam Yalid wa Lam Yulad, wa Lam Yakul Lahu Kufuwan Ahad. Recite Suratul Ikhlas once with Durud Pak on the last Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, once before and once after it, and perform them. Repeat them in this way 3 times, 7 times, or 11 times. Inshallah al-Kareem, the migraine will be treated before the dam is repeated 11 times. Inshallah al-Kareem.
SubhanAllah. So odd times? Odd. 3, 5, 7?
11. 9 and 11.
By the time you get to 11, inshallah, the pain will be relieved.
Inshallah.
MashaAllah. Another question. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum
assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Dear brothers, every now and then I suffer from tension for no apparent reason. Have you got any spiritual cure to remove the tension? Sometimes, you know, it feels like there's no reason and I'm stressing about something. I've got tension or I'm thinking. Sometimes it's something which is not apparent, but there is something that you've thought about or you are thinking about, but it's not apparent. And that is what's the reason which is causing the tension and the issue. But because it's not apparent, your mind is not going towards that. So it doesn't seem like an apparent reason which is causing the issue. But never mind. Inshallah, may Allah Almighty remove all our worries, remove all our tensions. And if you were tuned in and watching earlier, then today's segment, today's spiritual cure, subhanAllah, was a beautiful spiritual cure in regards to this. So if you did take note, I'm hoping you did take note of that. And subhanAllah, that would be a beautiful remedy for this tension and worries. But inshallah, our brother Sajid Bhai will have something for us as well.
Inshallah.
Apart from that as well. And I'd like to include another istikhara. We included this one already. I'll give you the reply for the istikhara request. The istikhara request was of code word sister. Code word was sister. I'm about to give the reply for your istikhara. You mentioned in regards to a sister not been well for approximately 6 months. May Allah Almighty grant her complete cure from the illness, the problem that she is facing. You mentioned that it's been approximately 6 months. So 6 months is quite a duration. You know, somebody is ill for 1-2 days and just say it's prolonged to a week, and it seems like, you know, you've been so ill and for so long, it feels such a long time that you've been unwell. And this is, we're talking about, you know, 7 days. Somebody who's been ill for approximately six months. That is a long duration of illness. May Allah Almighty grant her complete good health, a complete speedy recovery, inshallah. Not to worry. I know so many thoughts will be coming from your mind, you know, coming from here and there, and you'll be thinking, you know, maybe somebody's done something, etc. The istikhara has been performed. Not to worry. Nobody's done anything. There's no, you know, the famous word, black magic. There's no magic. There's no jinnat effects being involved. Nobody's done something upon your sister. The indication of istikhara is of evil eye, nazar-e-bad, evil eye. So inshallah, I will give you something in regards to this. As previously mentioned, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, 60 times with Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before and after, and perform them upon your sister. This is a test from Allah Almighty, and we need to be patient, keep ourselves focused upon the will of Allah, and be patient and steadfast upon this. But I want to include another spiritual cure, which is for somebody who has been ill. I have been a patient for quite some time, for a while. And this particular spiritual cure is very simply, Ya Mu'idu, Ya Mu'idu. So if your sister is able to recite this, if she recites this as much as possible, there's no amount. So as and when she remembers, she recites this in abundance, Ya Mu'idu, Ya Mu'idu, Ya Mu'idu. And it mentions to recite Durood-e Pak before and after. No amount is mentioned, so even once before and once after is sufficient. So, Ya Mu'idu, Ya Mu'idu, Ya Mu'idu. If she continues to recite this, inshallah, Allah, may Allah Almighty grant her complete cure.
Request for a wazifa for tension. Dear brother, don't let negatively thoughts come close to you. Keep pushing them away. It is a very famous saying in Punjabi. Sochi pya ta banda gya. So when a person thinks too much, tension increases. And if it is not controlled, it gradually leads to anxiety and depression. Here is a very beautiful wazifa for tension. And this wazifa is also from the Holy Quran, the second ayat of the Surah Ikhlas. Recite Allahu Samad, Allahu Samad, Allahu Samad 100 times after every salah. So when you complete your salah, when you complete your namaz, read one time Durood-e Pak and then 100 times Allahu Samad, then one time Durood-e Pak. One will be protected from sadness, difficulties, worries and tension, inshaAllah al-Kareem. Please remember, this will only benefit you if Allah wills.
MashaAllah, that does bring us very, very close to our program end. Let's quickly include a brief dua for those who have sent in messages and the viewers of the channel. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala khatam al-Nabiyyin. O Allah Almighty, forgive us, forgive our parents and the whole ummah.
Ameen.
O Allah Almighty, forgive our sins.
Ameen.
O Allah Almighty, grant us the ability to do good deeds.
Ameen.
Grant us the ability to follow the sunnah of the beloved sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. O Allah Almighty, remove our illnesses.
Ameen.
Remove our worries. Remove our problems.
Ameen.
O Allah Almighty, grant us blessings in our home.
Ameen.
Grant us blessing in our sustenance.
Ameen.
Grant us blessings in our businesses.
Ameen.
O Allah Almighty, grant peace and blessings in our homes.
Ameen.
Grant tranquility in our homes.
Ameen.
Make our homes peaceful and full of harmony.
Amen.
O Allah Almighty, remove our troubles, remove our illnesses.
Amen.
Those of us who are ill, whether we are ill at home, whether we're ill in hospital,
Amen.
Grant us cure. Bring this test to an end soon.
Amen.
O Allah Almighty, you are the one who grants illnesses and you are the one who grants cure.
Amen.
O Allah Almighty, cure all of our ill.
Amen.
Those who have sent in messages, whether it was worries or troubles or whether they were ill, O Allah Almighty, grant cure, remove their illnesses and remove their worries and problems.
Amen.
O Allah Almighty, what we have asked for, grant us that. And what we have asked for and it's not in our favor, grant us a better alternative. And when it's our last moment, grant us the ability to recite the kalima. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Ameen. Bijahi Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That brings us to the end of this week's program. Don't forget to join us, same time, same place, next week, only on Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad,
sallallahu
alayhi. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.